Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's been a good week. The Ravens won. I mean, the Orioles losing was so last week ago. We're going to be getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road, presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I gave some Ravens scratch-offs away up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville on Sunday, where we had a nice party. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 0% financing in October as well. As our friends at Jiffy Lube, MultiCare, my little orange light went on. That's not the orange shirt that I have on from Curie, or the orange light in my car. It said I need oil. So I got to get over to Jiffy Lube, MultiCare. I'm sending my wife over to Merritt Boulevard, take care of that here this week as well. All right, my picks have been good. I've got Christian Horton here from Hollywood Casino in Perryville, who was not there on Sunday because he was on vacation, so I didn't get a chance to sort of hang out with him, but I did get a chance to hang out with Jonathan and a whole bunch of 100-plus other Ravens friends early in the morning, breakfast, French toast, had some sausage, had some bacon, had some eggs and all that stuff, but boy, my picks stunk last week. I was 7-8. That's stinking to me. Below 500. As John Harbaugh would say, that's below the bar for me. Christian Horton's feeling even worse because he had a worse week. But Christian, I've done the seasonal math on this as we enter week 7. First off, how was your vacation? Everything good? We missed you up there on Sunday, man.
Yeah. No, everything was good. My vacation was really good. I just enjoyed myself watching football games, cleaned the house a little bit. But everything was good. I enjoyed the Ravens game on Sunday morning, and it was fun to watch. Fun to see.
You know what
win.
You missed out on Sunday? Not only just the Ravens winning, and I picked against them, the whole deal, but you missed out on getting a scratch off from the Ravens lottery, Maryland lottery, Ravens scratch off. So I did give those out. We had winners, had people raising their hands, screaming. We had a competition going on, wing eating. We did all of that stuff up there, but it did not help me with my picks. I guess I got off on the wrong foot by picking against the Ravens with the 4 points. You know, Tennessee kept it close, right? I mean, you know, no doubt about it, backup quarterback, all of that. The Ravens at the goal line were messy, but my picks were even messier. So I want to get off on the right foot here this week, get Thursday going the right way. But I don't know who these teams are. What am I supposed to know in a league where the Browns can beat the 49ers or the Eagles could lose? I mean, to the Jets, right? I mean, that's why this is hard to do.
Yeah, no. It's like I said, it's any given Sunday. That's why they call the NFL that. Any team can win. You know, that was a shocking win by the Browns. I did not see that coming at all. So, yeah, it's interesting to see week by week.
So I am 50, 40, and 3. So, you know, I mean, I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. We've had the reason for the 3, we've had some weird bye weeks. Some teams get 2, some teams 4. This week we have the we have a 6-team bye this week, so I only get 13 chances to embarrass myself here this week. Christian, you ready to pick these games?
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, here we go. Let's start off Thursday night. Jaguars at the Saints. Saints are 1.5 favorite at home. Man, the Jaguars are one of these teams. The lottery, we were giving away this trip. Their big grand prize is a trip to Jacksonville in December. I mean, I believe in that kid at quarterback. I really do. Maybe I believe in him too much.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one. I like the Saints at home, unfortunately. I do like Trevor Lawrence a lot, too. He played well against the Colts. You know, they blew him out. But I'm going to take the Saints at home with this one. I think their defense is going to cause them a few problems.
This worries me because I'm taking Jacksonville in this one. Don't ask me why. Maybe because I'm getting 1.5 on the road. I feel okay about that. But I'm taking Jacksonville. You and I don't disagree much. We usually pick 2 or 3, maybe 4 games different. So we start right off the bat on Thursday night. One of us is going to be in the toilet on Friday morning, probably like Arizona and Houston before it's all over with in baseball. All right, Sunday, 1 o'clock. There are no London. There'll be some Frankfurt games coming up in a couple of weeks as well. Indianapolis and Cleveland in Indy this time. Browns, 2.5-point favorites on the road. I mean, I don't even know who their quarterback is. I know their defense plays. My boy Schwartz, he's got them all worked up. I'm taking Indianapolis at home this week and give me 2.5 points at home with the Colts.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I like Indy at home. I think Minshew is going to have his bounce back game. He had a few turnovers last week. Like you said, I don't know who the Browns quarterback is, who they have for weapons necessarily. I think they kind of toughed that one out against San Fran. So I'm going to take Indy at home with the points.
I'm going to give you a chance nice and early here to pick against your Patriots, okay? They're playing the Bills. They're at home. I mean, they kind of stink, the Patriots. I mean, they like, and I love rubbing this into you because you had all that fun before I got to know you, all the parades, all the Januaries, all the Februaries, all the Tom Brady with the rings and all that. Boy, that feels like a long time ago. 8.5 points on the road for the Bills. You know, the Bills don't love blowing teams out. I don't know, but I don't like anything about New England right now, so I'm going to go ahead and spread these 8.5 points. I think this thing, I'm shocked this thing's not 10.
Yeah, no, when I seen the spread, I thought it would be 12 or something of that sort. We, like you said, we just stink. We're not a good team. You know, this is our uncharted territory. You know, like I said, I'm 30. So I've never realized this. I've never had a bad season before. So I'm going to stick with us. I think Bill's going to get us together, you know, keep us competitive. So I'm going to take the 8.5 with New England.
I'm 30. I've never had a bad season. Dude, I grew up here when the Patriots stunk with Patriot Pat. The only thing they had going for them was John Hann and Santa Bam Cunningham. Then I went up to Sullivan Stadium back in the 90s in the fog. And, you know, I watched the Steelers get eliminated up. But the Patriots were never anything. And then all of a sudden, they draft that kid in the sixth round, and it changes everything, right?
It's a powerhouse,
same thing about the 49ers with Purdy right now. Like, how are they winning with a seventh-round draft pick? Like, it boggles my mind, but I'm going to take Buffalo and spread the points. Are you going to take New England?
Yeah, no, I'm on New England on this one, yep.
Are you ever going to pick against them? Is there anything?
No. We're just going to – no, I can't do it. Every time I think about it, I'm gonna take your own
worst nightmare in a sports book as a sports book manager doing exactly what you have no business doing, which is betting with them, right?
Exactly. No, you got to go with the numbers, but I'm going to stick with my heart on this one.
But you wouldn't put money on it.
No.
Not real at money.
This point.
No.
Not at this point. No. I'm okay with the Patriots.
Christian Orton is a short-suffering Patriot fan. Didn't suffer enough, being honest. I mean, Boston sports fans haven't suffered enough. Like, these Philly fans get excited about the Phillies. Like, I don't really feel bad about it because they have the Flyers. They have the 76ers. They, you know, the Eagles finally won, and maybe they'll win again, and who knows. But they're having some fun up in Philadelphia. I don't really mind that at this point because the Boston people aren't – and the New York people are down and out, which I love. All right, keeping going here. Vegas at Chicago. The Bears fans don't even like the Bears. The Raiders, whom I watched play for 3 hours on Sunday, I don't think they're very good, but they're giving up 3 points on the road in Chicago. It'll be cold out, whatever. There's nothing to recommend the Bears for me. I'll spread the 3 points here. I'll take the Raiders.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Both teams are kind of – both teams are bad. You know, Justin Fields got hurt this past Sunday, so he's going to be out. Jimmy Garoppolo also hurt, so they're down to their backup QB. So it's kind of – it's a tough one, but I'm going to take the Raiders. Better defense, just better overall talent. So I like the Raiders on the road.
Backup quarterbacks, man. The Ravens have had a field day, you know, getting the 4-2 with mainly backup quarterbacks. This time of the year, I mean, if your starter's not performing – as in New England, you have a problem, right? Or the Giants or other places, the Jets, where they're like, we don't have a quarterback right now. And then if you have a quarterback and your quarterback, or you think you do in Fields, I don't know if he's one or not, but then the backup comes in. I mean, you in Indianapolis, you're betting on Gardner Minshew because, like, the backup's better than the starter in some cases. It's weird.
No, you're 100% right. You know, some backups are better than starters. You know, some starters are struggling. You know, so it's a weird league this year. You know, week to week, it's tough to have guys with consistent weeks.
No great teams either. Washington at the Giants. Washington, a 2-point favorite on the road. I can't stomach that. And I've watched the Giants play, and they stink. There's a lot of teams that stink. I mean, there's 10 teams I can tell you right now. They're no good. And I don't know what's going to make them good. More draft picks, maybe. You know, better use of their resources and their capital in the offseason. But the Commanders and the Giants, I can't get down with either one of these, but I'm going to take the Giants and give me 2 points at home in New York. I'll take it in the division game.
Yeah, no, this one shocked me when I seen it myself. The 2 points, I think Commanders is a better team right now. Like you said, Daniel Jones, he's also out. You know, they got Tyrod Taylor starting for him. I like Sam Howell. You know, he figured it out. They toughed it out in Atlanta. So I like Washington on the road.
I like rooting for Tyrod because I love Tyrod. I know Tyrod. Okay. So when Tyrod's in there chucking and ducking at the end of the game, I'm like, come on, Tyrod. You know, that's my dude there. World champion Tyrod Taylor. I also want to point that out. Atlanta Falcons at Tampa, 2.5 to make you laugh. The Buccaneers at home. Creamsicles look good and play good. I still had the Falcons. There's nothing for me to like the Falcons here on the road. I'm going to go ahead and take Tampa Bay and spread the 2.5 points.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I like Tampa Bay at home for a bounce back game. Baker Mayfield, you know, didn't play as well as he should have against the Lions. So, yeah, I like the Tampa Bay at home.
I'll be watching the Lions and the Ravens at 1 o'clock. There's a list of 4 o'clock. It was kind of a strange week because we got six teams off this week. So there's some teams we're not going to talk about. Carolina, Cincinnati, Dallas, and I went to the Star last week. By the last time we talked, I toured the Star in Frisco, Houston, the Jets, and Tennessee after the London trip. The Ravens chose to play this week. We'll get to that Lions game in a minute. Christian Horton here. He is at Hollywood Casino. He's a sportsbook manager. He picks the games with me. Not as well as I pick them lately, but I'm 50-40-3 on the season. Do you want to say what you are on the season, or are you?
I am 40-50-3, so it's the reverse side.
Oh, okay, good enough. At least we've got the match. So you're going to try to pick up games by picking the Patriots on me this week, but you have promotions going on up there. In addition to this weekend, Awaken playing on Friday night, the Olivia Reynolds Band, I know the drummer there, playing on Saturday night. They're coming back to play in November as well. Bleach is there November 4th. Beatlemania on the 10th of November for those of you who want to go listen to some Beatles music. Here's a band I know, Surreal on the 22nd. We're getting up on Thanksgiving. The Unity Reggae Band, know them well, on the 24th. That's Thanksgiving week as well, and Oracle on the 25th. Lots of things going on up there, including a new chef, new menu, great food. I had a delicious salad, delicious. He did a cheesesteak with crab. And it sounds a little weird, but just go with it. The cheesesteak was delicious. And I had a nice cold refreshment there as well on Sunday morning while I watched the Ravens survive a game against the Titans. But what's going on up there? You got promotions going on all month long at Hollywood Casino.
Yeah. We do at the Sportsbook. So it's our losing streak promotion we have going on. So you come to the Sportsbook, any losing wagers that you have with the NFL that has the NFL on it, you can place in our drawing drum. We draw 10 guests, and the 10 guests win pin play, promo chips, whatever different rewards that we have at the time. So kind of gives guests a little incentive to bet with us. And also, like, if their ticket loses, they don't have to throw it away. They can place it in their drum and get some money.
Yep. Example, I come up this Sunday like I came up last Sunday. I'm foolish enough to bet $10 on the Patriots, right? They lose. Yep. I don't cash my ticket. I'm crying like Bill with that look on the face, like the whole deal, that look of, I bet on the Patriots. Don't they win every week? So I lose, and then I put it in the hopper. And what can I win?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, credit?
So we have different, pin play, slot play, free slot play. So different prizes that we have that we offer, and you get to pick what reward you want.
Well, it's good. You give me a second chance to undo my doings. But I'm doing okay. I'm 50-43 on the season. Christian and I are going to pick them up. This humbles you. You can't get cocky being a sports gambler, right? I mean, if you're a cocky sports gambler, I think you're lying to me, because you get humbled.
Yeah, you definitely get humbled week to week. You know, you know, streaks happen. You know, you get in the hot streak, you get in the cold streak. You know, you kind of can't find your niche or what you want. But yeah, I think it takes a long time to become a good sports gambler.
I'm working on it right now, working on these 4 o'clock games. Arizona at Seattle. Seattle 8 points. But they've watched Arizona play. We're talking about bad teams. We play in Arizona next week, 4 o'clock game. The Ravens go out. I watched them play, and I said, I hope the Ravens don't lose there. And I think it's different going out to the desert, playing there and all that. They're going on the road up to Seattle, 8-point underdog. I mean, Seattle didn't look great last week. It's a lot of wood. I mean, it's a lot of wood. I almost want to take Arizona, but I think they stink. I'm going to take Seattle, but I don't feel good about it. This is not a game I would bet on.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. This was a tough one for me because I don't know what Seattle team is going to show up. You know, they against Cincinnati, they played okay, but their offensive line didn't held up. They had took too many sacks, and Arizona is just, like you said, just a bad team. You know, they're injury riddled also. You know, they have a bunch of backups in there, and really not backups. They're more free agent guys, you know, because they're just kind of tanking. So
I think they're going to be the number one pick, right? They're playing for the one, right?
Yeah, no, they're playing for them and the Bears. You know, they're paying for the one, too, you know. So, but I'm going to take Seattle at home. I like them with the 8, Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I took Seattle, too. So, some of this I should just get your pick first and then just pick with you just so I can run from you now that I'm 10 ahead. But I'm not going to do that. I'm playing it straight ahead. Christian Horton here. He's the sportsbook manager up at Hollywood. Go visit him. Go see the casino up there. It's a great place up there. Free parking, always friendly folks up there, and great food. Great TVs, too. It's just a great place to sit. For all the people that were up there, we had a lot of listeners. I gave away about 50 books, and then it was an awesome day up there. So I just want to make sure everybody knows about that. It's a good place to watch the Steelers lose. Anywhere is. Steelers are 3-point dogs going West Coast. It'll become a home game for them because it always does. They're playing out in L.A. Yeah, the roof open, the roof closed. I didn't even know the damn thing had a roof on it. It's in L.A. My wife's like, yeah, they got the roof for the smog. I'm like, it's 78 degrees. Why do they have a roof on the game? The Rams are playing the Steelers. You know, it's sort of fun for me to pick against the Steelers and whatever, but I'm not going to do that this week. You're going to give me 3 points with the Steelers against the Rams. I'll take the Steelers.
Okay, no, I'm with the Rams on this one. Like I said, I'm not big on East Coast teams or going to the West Coast. So I'm with the Rams on this one. It's going to be a tough game. I like you said, I wouldn't bet on this game, but I like the Rams to cover the three.
All right, so we got at least a difference in opinion. Does that mean I have to root for the Steelers or just? Yeah, it does. Well, they can cover. They can lose by a point that win. Okay,
exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
2019 Rams over Steelers. That's what I'm calling it right now. If that comes out, you're going to say, you should have bet that. You could have made a lot of money on that. Packers at Denver, 4 o'clock game here. Boy, nothing like the Broncos. And the Packers trying to find their way and the mile high. And, you know, Denver looking for a real quarterback instead of this investment that they've sunk in him. I mean, I'll take the Packers. I don't feel good about taking bad teams on the road anywhere, and I think the Packers are a bad team.
Yeah, no. This is another game I probably wouldn't bet either. You know, it's just two bad teams figuring out their way. But I'm gonna take Denver in the Mile High Stadium. I like them at home. They go with the plus one.
Boy, I got New Orleans, New England, the Rams, and Denver for you. I'm watching you. Chargers and the Chiefs. Yeah, you think the Chargers are good, and you think Herbert's good. Then you watch him play for a couple hours the other night. You love the jerseys. But I they're not there yet. And this is a road game for them to not get there that yet. The Chiefs don't lose a game like this. And it's a six-point game. And the Chiefs don't blow teams out, and I'll hear all that. But having watched I want to like the Chargers more than I do before they go off to Frankfurt or London or whatever they're really going to play. But I can't get on board with this. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Okay, no, I'm with the Chargers on this one. They have to have their bounce back game, and they always play the Chiefs tough year to year. So I'm going to take the Chargers on this one, possibly in an upset. You know, the Chiefs haven't had that upset loss besides Week One. So I think the Chargers give it to them this week.
So if you bet on that right now, if you like them to not only cover but win, you get a nice play on that at 6 points on the road, right? I mean,
yeah, no, yeah.
What are you getting back on that? Well, if you bet $1, $100 on that, you said you like them to not just cover but to win. That's a nice play.
Yeah, no, they're plus 250. So yeah, if you put $100 on it, you went $250. So yeah, okay. that's a good bang for your buck. 100%.
No, if you feel that strongly about it, you know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah. You got to feel that strongly when it's, you know, on the road, 6 point dog. You should get paid on that. 8 o'clock game on Sunday night. I'll be watching that as well as some baseball. Maybe, you know, these things might be over by Sunday, the way the early part of it went. Dolphins at Eagles. It's a pretty good game. 2.5 point. The Phillies might be in a World Series by then, right? So it might be full focus, craziness, bright lights, Philadelphia, Miami on the road. It's trying to throw the ball around. They have this offense. The Eagles fans are going to – I like the Eagles to bounce back in this. I mean, it's very hard for me to like the Dolphins on the road. I'm not big onto their pedigree. I'm surprised this number isn't bigger. 2.5. If this thing got to 3.5 or 4, maybe you'd think differently about it because of the way the Dolphins score. At 2.5 where we are right now, give me the Eagles on this one.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. This is a tough game. It's going to be a really good game. I originally chose Miami, but after your insight, I'm going to flip my result to Philly. Miami didn't play good on the road against Buffalo. They got blown out when they did go up to Buffalo. So I'm going to take Philly on this one to have a bounce back game because they stunk up the game last week.
You know, if my last name were Feist and I had more like Brill Cream in my hair and I had a 900 number, this is my lock of the week. It's my lock of the week. You know, I would do all of that. The Eagles at home, 2.5, spread the points. So if I were to do my lock, that's what I would do. Is that good?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's great. That's great.
You can tell
I
was alive in the 90s and bought the USA Today and had the 900 numbers around there. Christian Horton is here. They do it on the up and up, up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. They have great bands, great sports book there. Go on up. Positive vibes only up on the wall. I like all that. Monday night, 49ers going to Minnesota. I think Minnesota stinks. I think it might be a little late to think they're going to turn this around and sort of turn the swell and chase the Lions who are coming here. We'll get to that in a minute. But 6.5 points on the road in Minnesota. Cafferty, you know, Debo, like the whole thing the other night wasn't good. You like the Niners because of the defense. It's a lot of wood on the road. It's a Monday Night Football game. This is a game I'd stay away from. I'm going to take the Niners on pedigree. And I guess that tells me that I think the Vikings stink, and I'm more going in that direction that they might just stink.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go with Minnesota on this one. Like you said, they're kind of in this middle ground of figuring out who they are, if they're gonna turn it around or if they're just gonna completely, you know, throw in the towel. But I like Minnesota at home with the points right here. San Fran going through a lot of injuries with McCaffrey and Debo. I don't think they play necessarily, so I like Minnesota with the points.
All right, I'm gonna get to this again, and I'm not making this a trend. I mean, but this does speak to my level of confidence in the Ravens, right? Coming back from London, short week, really good team coming in here. I don't think the Lions are pretend good. I watched them play against the Chiefs. I think they're really, I mean, like where the Orioles were in May, where you're like, are they good? Are they not good? What are they going to be? I think the Lions are going to win 11 or 12 games, right? I mean, certainly looks like they should win 11 or 12 games. I don't know if this is one of them or not. I mean, this would tell me a lot for them to go on the road, come out to Baltimore early in the morning. Maybe you're getting a tired version of the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens were in quicksand at the goal line. You know, all the problems that the Ravens have had with consistency and offense and health and all of that. And the line, there's everything here to recommend the Lions, including getting 3 points. I'm going to take the 3 points. I think close game, field goal, whatever. Maybe the Ravens really need Tucker to hit a 49-yard. They needed him to hit an all-time record the last time they played the Lions, right? So, you know, as we go back into this, I'm going to take the Lions with the points this week because I just don't know who the Ravens are, and I feel like the Lions are good. And I'll be shocked if the Ravens win. I mean, I think this will tell me the Ravens have burred up here and said, we're better than you think we are if they beat the Lions this week. So give me the Lions and a couple of points.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I like the Lions with the points. Ravens, they kind of worried me last week. They couldn't score. Like you said, they kept kicking field goals. So the Lions score a lot of points. You know, they're up and down, fast-paced team. So I'm going to take the Lions also. I think they possibly upset the Ravens also.
You know, I think it's one thing to go over to London and stink the way they did 6 years ago and just mail it in and not be any good. The Ravens didn't stink. I mean, they moved the ball up and down the field against a bad team. Then they got a backup quarterback in there running around and trying to beat them. I mean, if Tannehill had played all four quarters and stayed upright, I think he would have made a play or two late. I mean, just he might have thrown a pick too, but like would have given him a chance. I mean, the Ravens did everything they could do to let the Titans in the game, and they didn't play poorly. And you feel pretty good about the Ravens defense, I think, in general. But I am worried how they're going to match up against a starting quarterback, a 1-1, a guy who's played in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's just golf gets kicked around the way Stafford got kicked around before he went out there. I'm not ready to kick golf around this week. I'm worried about golf as a Ravens fan.
You know, as you should be. You know, their offense is, like I said, very explosive. The Ravens do I think this is where the three comes into play. David Montgomery being out for a few weeks, and they have Jahmyr Gibbs out. So they kind of don't have a running back right now. But I think the Lions will figure it out. But their defense is also good too. You know, their picks, their top picks have come out great for them. You know, so the Ravens, like I said, I think it's going to be a really good game, but I think they're going to have a tough time scoring with the Lions.
Christian Horton is here. He's up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. You can go visit him, see the bands, get some food, watch some football, watch some college football on Saturday, watch some baseball playoffs. You can bet that as well. Give the lowdown on the casino and you tell people why they should come up there and visit with you. You're right inside the door there. You can grab a sandwich and make some bets right there with you.
Yeah, no, we're up 95, exit 93. As I said, it's just a lively place. It's a small place, but very lively, welcoming. Great staff, great restaurant that we have there, our table game, sports book. It's a one-stop shop in a sense. You don't have to walk around and do a bunch of things. We have a bunch of promotions going on. We have live bands on the weekend. So we have a lot going on for our great property.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had a good time up there, and it was great seeing so many of my listeners. I had people that have been on road trips, people that are on my Facebook page, like all that up there, all in one room. We had some winners from the Maryland Lottery as well. Big appreciation. Anybody came out, we're going to do it again. We're going to do the Crab Cake Tour. They have crab on the menu up there now, so I'll be stopped by from the Crab Cake Tour as well, and it'll be fun. Maybe I'll have that cheesesteak crab thing that they did up there. The chef, it was pretty good. I got to tell you, came with a little remoulade. Came, you know what came with? It came with beer cheese. And okay. Beer cheese.
Cheese and beer, cheese there, and go, crab.
Dude, go yeah, get no, the cheesesteak. Even if you don't I'm want the crab it on it. But even if you don't want the crab, just get the cheesesteak. That beer cheese, thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Okay.
I'm not much for runny cheese, but it was delicious. I kept dipping it into there, and the more I dipped in there, the more field goals the Ravens kicked. Christian Ord is here from Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We do appreciate him. We're getting the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. Whole new list of dates, whether it's Pappas, Coco's, a State Fair. Going to be back at Fadley's. Going to be back at Costas. We're doing it all month long, November into December. The governor's going to join us down in Annapolis later on in the month as well. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our Raven Scratch-Offs, as well as Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, and our newest friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. My little orange light went on. We got to get the oil changed. I'm sending my wife over to Merritt Boulevard, German Hill Road. Going to send her down to Drug City, hit the liquor store too. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We'll see if I can improve upon 50-40-3 on the year. And Christian and I had five differences this week. So we'll see how it turns out. You can find it all at baltimorepositive.com.